All right, everybody, this is an effing mess. Protests are currently breaking out in South Korea as Donald Trump is trying to pressure the South Korean government into joining his Iran war and giving him a hand in the Strait of Hormuz. The South Korean government failed to give an affirmative answer either way on whether they were joining, so speculation grew and protests began to spark in Seoul, the capital, where people are holding signs that say, no war, peace. People have Donald Trump masks while they are protesting against the deployment of any troops in the Strait of Hormuz in particular. As it says right here on screen, South Koreans reject joining U.S. war in Iran. It says no war, peace, and you could even see a speaker on screen with translations below. 멈춰야 한다. 민주당 다수 의석을 믿고 파병을 추진한다면 South Korea has a very reactive democracy, which is great. They oftentimes protest issues in an attempt to sway their government. This is a very, very good thing. And in this case, they are not happy that South Korea was potentially maybe going to join Donald Trump after he pressured the government by stopping the military joint exercises and pulling our military out. And this brings me on to the broader point of this video. The streets of South Korea, what is happening right now in South Korea, is a broader signal towards what is actually happening across the globe. Donald Trump is alienating a lot of our allied countries while getting closer and closer to our enemies. For example, Trump is starting a trade war with Canada and pulling our troops out of South Korea while saying that Russia and North Korea aren't really that much of enemies at all. So our democratic allies, which while they're imperfect, yes, like Canada's not perfect, South Korea's not perfect, America's not perfect, we know this. We still at least have a common shared value system. North Korea and Russia exist on an entirely different plane of authoritarianism, as much as I reject Trump's fascistic tendencies. So this brings me on to how Donald Trump is alienating and pushing away a lot of our closest allies, countries that have spent decades building economic and political and security ties with America. South Korea is a rather good ally to us. So is Canada. I mean, I like Canada as an ally. I like Germany, Switzerland. I like Sweden. I like these countries that are oftentimes close to the United States or in NATO. And right here, we have Donald Trump pushing them away. The issues began in mid-August when Trump revealed in an interview and later online that he had spoken with the South Korean president and asked that Seoul give a little hand in the war on Iran. According to media reports, the two leaders had spoken on May 17th, and Seoul said, no thanks, we're not going to help you. However, as South Korea now knows, saying no to Trump has repercussions, I guess. Even if you're a good ally, you can't say no to joining some war that's basically a suicide mission and will last forever. On August 16th, Trump announced that the U.S. would significantly scale back joint military drills it annually holds with South Korea. The exercises are meant to sharpen Seoul's readiness in case of a North Korean attack. They usually last for more than 11 days, but were reduced to 5. Trump is scaling them back. He's pulling our military out. He's canceling it. Can I just point out, this is a global retreat from the United States. We are losing respect on the global stage, number one, by having Trump as the president. Number two, by losing this Iran war, by also attacking our next door neighbors, Canada, also by putting tariffs on every single country, then not actually holding to those tariff deadlines and just blowing all of our credibility. Now we're saying F you to South Korea, while Trump is also conveniently very soft on Russia and North Korea. Trump says he had a great conversation with Putin recently and claims that Putin wants to make a deal. Let me remind you, Vladimir Putin just struck the shit out of Ukraine and out of Kyiv only hours after Trump's envoys, Witkoff and Kushner, left. Like, Russia basically tried to kill them. Like, Russia was just bombing the streets that they were walking on. And now Trump is saying that Putin wants to make a deal. How can we live in this inverse reality where the president of the United States is constantly acting like the bad countries are fine and our allied countries are bad? Let me play this clip, and as always, make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed below. Helping us grow helps us spread the word, and it means a lot. I will be debating a conservative commentator in Nashville, Tennessee on September 12th. You can get tickets in the description below. Let me show you this clip of Donald Trump right here.
Mr. President, can you tell us about your conversation with President Putin?
We had a great conversation. He is wanting to make a deal, and if Zelensky is wanting to make a deal, that'd be very nice.
What is the holdup?
The holdup is two people that hate each other.
What gives you confidence?
I think more than anything else, it's two people that hate each other.
What has changed that gives you confidence?
I think that because I speak to people, that's all I do is speak to people. My whole life, I know about deals, and these are two people that are tired of fighting.
This is so incredibly sickening. To say that somebody who was attacked and invaded doesn't like the other side and they just don't like each other. Sorry to be crude with it, but it's like if a woman were to get raped by her husband and she wants to move out, she wants freedom, she wants sovereignty. Trump would say something like, well, both sides hate each other and they refuse to speak and they're making this hard right now. No, one side is the aggressor, is an absolute piece of shit. That one side can just back off entirely and just remove their forces. The other side has been attacked repeatedly and has no, absolutely zero requirement to play this game and have a conversation with Russia. It is despicable how Donald Trump gives infinite charitability towards countries like Russia and North Korea while then attacking Canada and posting memes. For example, when Donald Trump did announce he was splitting off with South Korea, he included a bunch of praise for Kim Jong-un. He said, based on my very good relationship with Kim Jong-un of North Korea, I am not happy with the fact that the United States has long ago agreed to participate in joint military exercises with South Korea. Dude, the reason why South Korea needs protection is because North Korea is aggressive. Conservatives have this backwards frame in their head, and even some people in the commenters think that, you know, that North Korea is the good guy or that Russia is the good guy. The reality is that the reason why NATO exists, the reason why South Korea partners with the US, the reason why these defensive alliances exist is because Russia is a territorial, hostile state, and so is North Korea. That doesn't mean US foreign policy is perfect. We've made a lot of mistakes as well. Of course, Trump is like the worst in the world. The difference is Russia is actively invading Ukraine. Russia is an active authoritarian state. So is North Korea. Donald Trump, so he posts this. He says, these exercises are not only costly, which most of these costs paid for by the United States of America, but send a signal that is totally inappropriate and hostile. He will get swindled by any foreign dictator possible while posting memes like this. Posting videos of himself beating the shit out of Mark Carney, our neighbor in Canada. Let me tell you guys something. I have a lot of audience members who watch this show in Canada and in the European Union, in the EU, all across Western democracies. I have no fans that watch this show in North Korea because they don't have access to internet. I don't have any Russia fans due to lack of access to internet that live in those countries. The reason why I make this point is because we can build alliances with countries like Canada or countries like Switzerland or Sweden. We have built alliances with them. Countries like North Korea and Russia are fundamentally just not our friends. So right now, South Korea, Trump is alienating them, and that's what I find despicable. 100 anti-war protesters gathered in Seoul to protest this war. The United States is escalating in Iran, and Donald Trump can't get out of it in any meaningful way. Here's him being asked about when negotiations will restart, and Trump has a weird, odd moment of truthfulness where at the end he says the war will end immediately after our election, which seems to indicate that he understands that this war is dragging on so long that basically it's going to ruin his midterm elections, and the Iranians are doing that on purpose. Let me show you this clip of Trump talking to the press about
months ago.
What about
such as?
Do you expect that to restart at some point?
We're not looking for it, to be honest with you, Jeff. Originally, I wanted to make a deal. We're so far down the line. They have very little country left right now, so we're not looking for it. Yes, a negotiation could possibly happen, but it's not something we're looking at. This war will end immediately after our election. Thank you very much.
Look at his hair blowing in the wind. He says, this war will end immediately after our election. It's like a weird moment of clarity. Yeah, I mean, Iran probably is trying to drag this out past the election. Trump then snaps and yells at a reporter who asks him about Republicans who are not coming to Trumpapalooza.
Longer than the midterm.
And Mr. President, several Republicans in competitive races are not coming to the convention. Do you understand why they're deciding not to come?
Everybody is coming to the convention. Everybody wants to come. but we only want, and the people that are coming, by the way, we're going to be sold out tonight, just so you understand. Who are you with?
ABC News, sir.
ABC Fake News. One of the worst. You are the worst of all, in my opinion. The reason that some people are not coming is because we don't have room for 500 politicians. We have room for the ones that have a close race.
Oh, they just don't have enough room. Now, he just snaps at this reporter, then says they don't actually have enough room. That is why Trumpapalooza is not going to reach capacity and why basically nobody is going. So as the protests in South Korea break out, as the war with Iran gets worse, and as Canada continues to get pushed away by Donald Trump's juvenile memes and his symbolic changing of Lake of Ontario to Lake America, we should just keep a focus on the type of global order that we want. We will return to a democratic administration that can focus on human dignity and steady-handed sovereignty for countries like Ukraine or Palestine, Gaza and the West Bank both. We need to make sure we're not funding countries like Israel while they're waging a genocide and starving people. We need to make sure that we're not soft on Russia and North Korea, countries which genuinely oppress their citizens. We need to uphold better values, and that starts with voting Republicans out. I love you all. I will see you all in the next video, and peace out.